is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
Get your lineup set. It's time for Start or Sit.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Well, that was ugly. That got ugly fast. Welcome, everybody, to Fantasy Football Today. Crappy way to start week six. It's a bad, stupid game. What's going on? We're going to take your emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com on our Saturday mailbag show, so make sure you tune in for that. Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, we're going to break down the NFC home games. There are only five of them, plus the London game, Seattle and Oakland. Good morning, fellas. How we doing? Why are you
upset?
I know why I'm upset, Dave, but why are you upset today?
I'm a little frustrated with fantasy football today.
With the podcast or fantasy football?
Oh, no.
Like
the,
today?
Fantasy the football podcast today, the show?
No, fantasy football on this day.
Yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm...
Yesterday.
You know, which side of the ball you want to start with, Adam? Giants or Eagles?
Well, let's start with Jamie's tweet. Tweet of the day, number one. You're Pat Shurmur. What's your halftime speech? Go.
I call my accountant.
Oh, my God. The responses were stark.
They were so funny. They were so funny. My favorite one was the dude from Office Space, the GIF. What the hell is wrong with you people?
I got a lot of Vontae Davis also.
Vontae Davis.
Out, yes. Halftime. I don't think he should do that. He should find out how much money he's stealing from the Giants for the next year plus.
Oh, it's not his fault.
It's not his fault. It's Dave Gettleman's fault.
Well, sure, but I'd be making sure that money could last me a nice long time.
It's not Dave Gettleman's fault. It's the previous regime's fault. They have a long way to go. Anyway, all right, so Dave, what is frustrating you right now?
Which side of the ball do you want to start on?
The Giants or the Eagles, or what are you talking about?
Which one?
The Giants
or the Eagles?
Let's forget the stupid Giants. How about the Eagles?
Yeah, I'd like to forget the stupid Giants, although Saquon, pretty good game.
Yeah.
I'm frustrated by saying earlier this week, Wendell Smallwood will get more work. Wendell Smallwood will be the better back. Wendell Smallwood then goes out, plays more snaps, gets more touches, and then gets completely shown up by Corey Clement. And I did say all along that they were going to split carries, and it wasn't even 50-50. It was actually better than that in Smallwood's favor. But you can't deny Clement looked good, had the touchdown opportunity. He set up that touchdown for himself with a nice run. And Smallwood, what did I send you, Adam? How many carries did Smallwood have that went for 3 yards or less?
I don't have it, Dave. I'm sorry.
I got it. It's 11 carries for 3 yards or less. He had 18 carries. 11 of them went almost nowhere. Two of them went for a total of -9 yards.
The fun thing, the fun thing for us is, like, this is now two games. It happened in week three as well, where Jay Ajayi wasn't there. And we were all on Corey Clement. And by all, I don't mean the podcast. I mean the industry. Clement got 19 touches. Smallwood only touched the ball like 13 times. And Smallwood was much better than Clement.
It was a total reversal.
It was just flipped. And you got the touches. It's terrible that Smallwood wasn't good, but I'm okay with that. It happens sometimes.
You're okay with a running back that gets 19 touches. That's
yeah,
for sure.
If he gets 19 touches, I'm going to tell you to start him.
But I'm going to say this.
His name's Derrick Henry.
There's going to be a game, and it could be as soon as next week, where it's what happened in week three, where Clement gets more work and Smallwood gets the numbers.
Clement's the better player.
He's better.
It's not even close.
He was better yesterday.
He's better player.
He probably is better overall, but he was better yesterday. And there's going to be some games where he's not the better player.
There's going to be some games where he doesn't have the better play. He's the better player.
It's a mess.
Well, so
I don't think it's a mess at all. I think you play Corey Clement moving forward.
And hopefully he doesn't do what he did in week three, where he looked like Wendell Smallwood last night.
Right. But you're not going to know that. And that's the trouble with these running backs.
Do you think Carson Wentz is back? I just didn't really feel that way. Not that it's against him. I didn't really feel like this was the game where the Eagles offense got back on track. Maybe I'm crazy, but I just felt like it was more about the Giants being bad and
I thought Wentz was very good.
I thought he was great.
I thought he was great, but I think he was put in position.
It was
to
easy
be great by his defense.
It was easy.
Like Nelson Agholor had a good day, but it was mostly because of one breakdown by the Giants secondary.
Yeah, and
no,
he caught a ball on
a fluky
tip
catch.
Yeah,
right. That was a breakdown by the Giants secondary.
No.
Well,
so,
I don't know
so
if that was a breakdown.
You mean the tip ball?
They let
ball?
Him get by behind the defense? Of course it was a
Wait,
breakdown.
Wait, there were two
no,
plays.
The play where the ball was tipped and it went up.
Oh,
the,
that, okay. Yeah. I was talking about the one where he was wide open.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course that one was. Yeah, I'm thinking about the tip pass.
Right. It was just kind of easy for Wentz, you know, like very little pass rush. And
it was very much like last year. Like they had a couple of short fields because of turnovers, and they turned them into passing touchdowns.
I don't know if anybody read ESPN did a pretty good breakdown of what was wrong with the Eagles offense. And the gist of it is like the line's not quite as good. Wentz is kind of holding the ball a little longer. And the RPOs. Teams have really taken away the RPOs, and that was a huge staple of their offense. They've defended it. Teams have defended it much, much better. So I'm interested to see what happens going forward. I think you should be encouraged by Alshon Jeffrey, right? I mean,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah. He was great.
Outstanding. Not so much Aguilar. Like, you look at the final line, 3 catches for 91 yards on 5 targets. I don't think this was that encouraging for him, right?
No, he's droppable.
He's droppable. And they've got Carolina at Jacksonville and a bye next week. I don't really think Carolina's pass defense is that good. We'll see what happens with the Redskins game this week. All right, in terms of the Giants, Eli Manning started in only 10% of leagues. Good job. 9 fantasy points. Listen, if you played against Saquon Barkley in PPR last night, remember this. He scored the same amount of points that Cooper Kupp scored 2 Thursdays ago. They both scored 28 points in non-PPR and 37 in PPR. And I can personally tell you, I played against Cooper Kupp. I beat that team. I think that was in the team that Heath and I share. We played against Cooper Kupp. We won that week. So
isn't that the week
over.
That we tied and you thought we won?
Oh, yeah, we tied. All right, so you're not going to win, but you could tie. You could tie. It's not over, but that was a beastly performance from Saquon Barkley. All right, what are your Giants takeaways, guys?
Well, welcome to Atlanta week.
You can put Eli against Atlanta all you want. There is a 0% chance I'm starting him in any league.
Totally understand. So he'll score against Atlanta.
Well, he might score once. He might throw 3 interceptions. There is such a contrast in offense and coaching and play calling between those two teams. I just thought Philadelphia did a much better job, and I feel like we saw a 37-year-old quarterback playing behind a bad offensive line with the uncreative play caller on full display.
Yeah.
And you're going to see it on full display again next week against Atlanta on Monday night.
So they get a super long week.
You can say whatever.
They're facing a Falcons defense that's one of the worst in the league. And we've got Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, Russell Wilson, and Derek Carr on a bye. Eli Manning's probably going to be a top 12 quarterback next week.
I agree.
Okay, so before we get to next week, do we have long-term concerns about Odell Beckham? 6 catches, 44 yards
you
on
have
10
to.
Targets.
You have to because
buy low.
You can buy low, but you're gonna have to deal with games like this from Beckham moving forward. And maybe next week he doesn't have one of these games, or certainly not as bad as 44 yards. But I don't think the games like he had 2 games ago are going to be there very often.
Slow starter, strong finisher every year of his career.
Yeah, it's true. And he's had, what, 3 100-yard games so far this year? Yeah, 3 100-yard games. The other 3 60 or fewer yards. Only 1 touchdown.
Buy low.
Yeah.
Are you buying him as a top 5 receiver rest of season? Or is it more like a top 15?
I'm buying him as a number 1 receiver rest of the way.
Okay. All right. And email of the day is from Craig. If you were redrafting today, who's your 2nd overall pick behind Todd Gurley? I did have Gordon. So when we did this on Wednesday, my top three was Gurley, Gordon, Barkley, and I wouldn't change that.
No,
I think that's right.
I think I'd probably take Zeke over Barkley too.
Even in PPR?
Yeah, he's catching a lot of passes.
He is not anywhere close to Saquon Barkley. What's Barkley's pace?
Well, he hasn't
played
as many games.
Yeah, but still, what's Barkley's pace right now? Because I think
he's in terms of fantasy points,
no,
he's at 18.7 per week.
He's already set the Giants rookie record for receptions for running back. It's funny.
He's got 40 catches in 6 games. So
10 fantasy points or more in every single game. 15 or more in all but 1 game.
So Zeke's only on pace for 70 catches.
And Barkley for 107.
Yeah, Barkley's better than PPR.
Okay. All right, that's your game. Tweet of the day number 2. After today's or yesterday's Halloween debacle on the podcast, if a bet is made with Heath and he loses, he has to dress up for Halloween and go trick-or-treating at least 5 different houses.
What was the Halloween debacle?
I said it's the worst holiday by far.
It's not a holiday.
Even better.
Well, okay, fine, Jamie. It's a day of the week where people do it's a holiday, clearly.
Do you get off work? Well, you don't work. Do you get off work for Halloween?
Did you get off work for Columbus Day?
Well, did I? No.
Yeah. So it's not a holiday?
It is a holiday.
All right. Whatever it
I
is.
Go to school for it.
Do you like Halloween, Jamie?
Of course.
Good, because you have a soul. How about that?
Oh, what in the world are you talking
Jamie,
about?
Jamie, did you go trick or treating with your first son when he was like one?
Of course.
And he had no idea what was going on, but you were going house to house in a costume trick-or-treating.
Of course.
Okay. I think that's a rite of passage just as much for parents as it is for anybody else. Heath was very much in arms about that.
I wasn't in arms. I just didn't – my personal – I don't enjoy Halloween, and I've done 10 years of trick-or-treating. I don't understand wanting to go do it when you have a kid that's not asking to. I understand if your kid wants to, you take them. That's great. I wouldn't dress up a kid that's not old enough to know the difference yet and put myself through that because I don't enjoy it.
The more concerning thing that I heard yesterday was that you turn the lights off at your house and you don't answer the door.
So yeah. That's not true, is it?
Yeah, that's totally true.
I mean, just pack up and leave the country.
Mr. Grinch.
Don't leave the country.
All right. You want more of that from a guy who thinks tomatoes are the best fruit? You can check him out on Fantasy Football Today on CBS Sports HQ. Fantasy Football Today is live noon Eastern, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until kickoff on Sunday morning. And you can watch it on HQ. This is your new way to get the latest scores, news, and highlights for fantasy football, for the NFL. They cover all the sports on CBS Sports HQ. It's brand new. It's 24/7 streaming, covering the biggest games, the best plays, the crucial insights from around sports, and you can stream it free anytime on the CBS Sports app for Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire, your phone, other connected devices, or watch it at CBSSportsHQ.com. Ion Fantasy Football is our radio show on Saturday night, CBS Sports Radio, Channel 206 on Sirius, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern. And go to FanDuel.com/FFT and join our contest. It's $5. You can also get a free $5 bonus, or you get a $5 bonus on your first deposit at FanDuel.com/FFT. Let's do the news and notes.
Well, hey, Adam, do you know that now through the CBS Sports app, you can get fantasy push notifications?
Alerts.
Oh, really? From the regular, yes. From the CBS regular CBS Sports app, or from the fantasy
yep.
app?
If you go to your CBS Sports app, go to settings, go to notifications, go to fantasy, and you can choose your sports.
Oh,
you choose
cool.
your fantasy sport and get your notifications.
Can we get clips to the podcast added to this? Like they can get a push notification. Heath has a take on Halloween. Adam is wearing a Giants onesie.
Well, we actually like people to use it. So no.
A black pen somehow exploded on Adam's hands this morning, and he has no idea how, but there's that. I'm not even holding a black pen. It's very strange. Injuries, news, and notes. Deshaun Watson was limited with a chest injury, but he will play. Aaron Rodgers may need a bigger boat, or a bigger knee brace, rather. Jaws reference. Hoopa. So who's worried about Aaron Rodgers' knee?
No.
It's on the back burner of my worry grill.
What?
It's like in the back of my mind.
All right.
But just like Deshaun Watson, eventually he's going to get pulverized.
Well,
I worry about it, but it's not like I'm freaking out.
All right. Running back. Isaiah Crowell has an ankle injury. Just tell me. He
hasn't practiced on
that's
Wednesday.
I'm a little worried about that one.
Well, you got to see what he does on Friday. If he practices on Friday, he should be good to go.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the mailbag show, but in case people don't listen, if Crowell is out, what would you do with Bilal Powell against the Colts?
Start him.
100%.
Dalvin Cook practiced in full, so we expect him?
Yep. It's getting to that point.
Devontae Freeman may miss this week's game with a foot injury. Not expected to be a long-term thing, but are you planning right now on Freeman being out?
Yes.
All right. So let's say Crowell's out and Freeman's out. How would you rank Powell, Dalvin Cook, Tevin Coleman?
In that order.
Coleman, Powell, Cook.
Powell, Coleman, Cook.
Oh, wow, three different orders.
Three different orders.
This is great.
Marlon Mack looks like he'll play. Is that exciting for anyone?
That's interesting.
It's not exciting for Nyheim Hines.
I don't think it impacts Hines too much.
I'd be surprised if it has no impact on him at all, but it may not.
It'll impact his carries.
Hines got a lot of carries last week.
At 15.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Probably won't impact his catches.
You're not playing him for his carries, though.
No. No, you're playing him in PPR for PPR reasons.
Sony Michel was limited in practice. We expect him to play, right?
Yes. Yep.
Lamar Miller practiced in full. So we previewed that game yesterday. Are we all, like, what's the running back split, you think? Miller versus Blue?
60-40 Miller. Neither one will be overly helpful.
I'll go 60-40 Blue.
I would say Blue is going to be involved in the passing game. So I would rather prefer, I'd prefer him.
All right. Matt Breida did not practice. We don't expect him. And Chris Thompson was limited in practice. Do we think he plays against Carolina?
As of now, yes. But his track record, not good when he's hurt.
Chris Thompson, okay. Wide receiver news. Cobb and Allison practice. Do we think they play?
Yep.
John Ross returned to practice. Jameson.
It's big for Andy Dalton.
Yeah, it is,
obviously.
Right?
It's big for that offense. They really need him on the field to keep
to get somebody to chase him.
Right, that's the whole point. You chase after John Ross and it opens
like,
things up underneath.
Look how fast that guy is.
Yeah, we better get everybody back. Yeah, no, but seriously, for real though.
Jameson Crowder and Paul Richardson missed practice. Do we think they play?
Oh no,
no. Mo Harris is a sneaky deep sleeper this week.
Anthony Maurice Miller could Harris. Play this week. Maurice Harris. All right. Anthony Miller could play this week. Brandon. All right. So does that make you hate Taylor Gabriel if Anthony Miller plays?
No.
No.
Makes me like him a little less, though.
Makes me like all the pass catchers in Chicago a little less.
Brandon Cooks and Cooper Kupp are on track to play. So how do we feel about Jared Goff right now with the weather but with his full arsenal?
Top 10 QB.
Closer to top five than top 10.
I would definitely start him over Eli, but not Wentz.
Tight end, Eric Ebron missed practice. Are we worried about him missing the game?
Got to see what he does on Friday. If he ends up not practicing on Friday, that's not a good sign. And that would be very bad, obviously, for Luck.
Go get Eric Swope.
Yes, spelled like Swoop, S-W-O-O-P-E. O.J. Howard was limited in practice, has a chance to play. That can't. That's not good for Brate.
It might cost Braid a couple of targets, but I still like the connection he has with Jameis. I think that matters.
All right, but Howard, I mean, Howard looked like a breakout tight end, and he's on your waiver wire in a lot of leagues.
So as a stash candidate, he's good.
Okay, he's 60. What is he? What's his ownership? Pop up, dude. 47% owned.
I'd still rather start Braid than Howard this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Baltimore offensive coordinator.
But if you're stashing a tight end, it's Howard.
Marty Morningwig likes Hayden Hurst, another guy you can stash. He's saying good things about him. George Kittle was limited in practice. I assume he plays. And Greg Olsen practiced in full, and he's 80% owned, so he should play. Offensive line injuries. Denver will possibly be without both tackles in this game against the Rams. Taylor Lewan practiced in full for Tennessee. That's good. Oakland guard Kelechi Osemele could miss his second straight game. And Marshawn Lynch did have a bad game last week. Mm-hmm. And Osemele was out. So I'm going to just read all the O-line injuries. Got the Denver tackles, Oakland without Osemele perhaps. Jacksonville's banged up, especially at left tackle. San Francisco's banged up and Arizona's banged up. Is there anything here that changes your rankings of running backs, receivers, quarterbacks, whatever?
I'm checking the Jaguars injury report because I think Norwell's expected to play. Do we know about Brandon Linder, their center?
If they play, they're playing banged up. And they're going to be on the injury report every week, it seems.
Yeah, Linder was limited on Thursday. Norwell was limited on Thursday. Jeremy Parnell was limited on Thursday. I don't think that's a strike against T.J. Yeldon.
Okay. Sean Lee also will miss that game for Dallas. Defensive injuries. Buster Screen is out for the Jets, so their secondary is really beat up. Tre'Davious White was limited with an ankle injury, and he's a very good cornerback for the Bills. They're at Houston. Baltimore defensive tackle Michael Pierce has a foot injury. Maybe helps Derrick Henry. And Minnesota corner Trey Waynes expects to play. All right, we got beat the waiver wire. We got the start-o-meter. We got all the games. Let's do the smart start-o-meter real quick for the last two games that we're going to preview in case y'all don't stick around for the London game and the Monday night game. Start-o-meter for the Green Bay running backs. Jamie, why don't you give us a number 0 to 10 for Aaron Jones?
8.
Oh, really? You like him?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else that high on Aaron Jones?
I was going to say 7.
I was trying to decide whether I was going to say 4 or 5.
What'd you decide on?
I'm going to say 5.
All right.
You guys talked me into 5.
Jamie Dave, why so high on Aaron Jones if he had, what do you have, 8 carries? What was it last week?
I think seven last week.
I don't think they're trailing in this game. I think game flow is going to matter for him at home against San Francisco. Their run defense has not been very good. So I think Jones is going to get a good dose of work, especially in the second half. And Mike McCarthy wants to shut up everybody who's saying that he's not going to use him.
Okay, cool. How about Jamal Williams then?
3-0-1
Okay, so we can agree we're sitting Jamal Williams. Start-o-meter from Marshawn Lynch.
8-7
So would everybody start Lynch over Aaron Jones?
Yes.
What about over Tevin Coleman if Freeman's out?
No.
Yes. I'm not team Tevin.
Yeah, I probably would go with Tevin in that situation just because of the total points in that game.
Exactly. A lot of points.
Yeah.
Through the air.
I guess. Let's see. Tampa Bay, they are really bad against pass-catching running backs. They have allowed 30 or more yards to 4 running backs. 2 running backs have more than 100 yards. I mean, those were Kamara and Tariq Cohen. 3 running backs have caught touchdowns against Tampa Bay. On the ground, they haven't been quite as bad. But they do allow the 7th most fantasy points to running backs, 4th most rushing yards per game, 3.9 yards per carry. Okay, whatever. We'll review that game later. Start-o-meter for Doug Baldwin.
1-3.3 5
Okay, a little optimistic, Jamie?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a squeaky wheel game for him.
All right, Doug Baldwin. But even that said, he's a 5 on the start-o-meter. He's not a must-start guy.
I mean, it's hard to trust him, but I think that there's an opportunity for them to throw the ball against the Raiders and if they so choose. But I think Baldwin's gets a season high in targets and would not be surprised if he finds the end zone.
Start-o-meter, 0-10 for Amari Cooper.
7
Ooh.
Heath, can I borrow your sigh for a second?
Yeah.
6-4
That was a good sigh. Heath.
I borrowed it.
You're low on Cooper.
Yeah, and this could be one of the good Amari Cooper weeks. It could be one of the bad Amari Cooper weeks. I would rather not trust him.
I think when a matchup is really favorable, you can go with him because I think Derek Carr will go with him in those situations.
Yeah, this is one of those. When they face teams that have thrown against them, in terms of Seattle, the receivers have had success. The two teams that have not thrown against them, Arizona and Dallas.
Right.
I think their secondary is playing better. I think their pass rush is going to be on fire in this game simply because of the tackles for Oakland. And I think Derek Carr is going to continue to just throw these little dink-dunk passes. Not going to have a lot of time to look a little longer. So Cooper might break one for a long gain, you know, like Jordy did a couple weeks ago.
I don't think he scores. I think this is a 7-for-90 game for Cooper.
How about for Nelson? Who do you like better, Cooper or Nelson?
Cooper.
I'm taking Jordy. I like the track record. I like that he's been playing better. And, you know, Carr's numbers until last week were better when Jordy was doing things, being more involved.
Nelson's been better. Well, he had a wide open touchdown last week. Nobody's covered him.
He's scored in 3 straight games.
Nelson's been better than who? Than Cooper? Hard to dispute that. I mean, Cooper's had 3 games with less than 20 yards, right? And 2 games with 100.
Jordy's been better in fantasy than Cooper has. I've got Jordy ranked slightly above Cooper, but I don't feel great about that.
Starting Derek Carr this week, would that be smart or not smart?
If you could go back in time and do it over Eli, that would be, you'd probably win some sort of prize for inventing a time machine.
He's a number 2 quarterback.
He's a number 2 quarterback.
Yeah, I think a high-end number 2. I'd rather start him than Phillip Rivers.
Starting Russell Wilson, would that be smart or not smart?
That would be not smart.
They're in the same boat. Rivers and Carr in the same situation.
I'm trying to get guys. I'm clearly getting into a ZipRecruiter read here. I mean, smart, not smart. That's what this is all about. You got to make smart choices when you're trying to hire people. There are job sites that send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through, and that is not smart. You know what's smart though? Going to ZipRecruiter.com/FFT to hire the right people. Yeah, come on. Smart, not smart. It's not exactly start or sit. But it works on the Fantasy Football Today podcast. And ZipRecruiter works if you are looking for great candidates, qualified candidates, if you want to get results quickly. ZipRecruiter does not depend on candidates finding you. It goes out and finds candidates for you. It scans thousands of resumes. ZipRecruiter gets the people that have the right skills, education, and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. And that's why you're going to get qualified candidates and you get them fast. ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. You want to try it for free? We've got a great URL for you to use. ZipRecruiter.com/FFT. ZipRecruiter.com/FFT. Go there, make your hire. ZipRecruiter.com/FFT. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Let's play Beat the Waiver Wire. Okay, next week, week 7. I don't know if I love the DSTs that are on waivers, but the Colts get the Bills. Denver is at Arizona on a Thursday. And Atlanta hosts the Giants. Anything exciting there? Not
no,
really,
right? Can't trust the Falcons defense even against the Giants.
Yeah.
I think it's the Colts defense.
Against the Bills?
Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead and take a look at the schedule, and if I'm missing anything, please let me know. But really, you're going to want to look at any under-owned Browns. Baker Mayfield, after this week, which is not a bad matchup against the Chargers, his next four opponents are against teams that are currently four of the five worst teams against quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield, 66% owned. David Njoku's next three opponents after this week are against the three worst teams against tight ends. He's 80% owned. I did see him available in one of my leagues. So, you know, he's pretty owned, David Njoku, but he's not owned everywhere. Antonio Callaway is 43% owned. So you can take a shot on some Browns. They have an unbelievable schedule coming up. Other quarterbacks to look at for next week, Joe Flacco against New Orleans, Marcus Mariota at the Chargers, but it's in London. And then I don't know if you want to trust anyone in the San Francisco passing game against the Rams, but there are good players on bye next week. So Flacco, Mariota, Beathard.
Can I toss a couple of DSTs out there?
Oh, yeah, please.
The Saints and the Lions are both on bye this week, so they were probably dropped in everywhere.
Oh, good point.
Lions are at Miami. Miami's taking on next week they will take on a team coming off a bye for the second week in a row, and New Orleans is going to play at Baltimore. So I think those are two pretty good matchups for teams that nobody's using this week and should be able to pick them up.
I think the Cardinals are okay. Short week against Case Keenum. I don't think their defense is
home
bad.
Game. Yeah. Sure. And their I'd like to see how their pass defense holds up this week.
Okay. And then tight ends. Chiefs are hosting the Bengals, so maybe Uzoma gets featured a little bit. Kansas City really bad against tight ends. And Hoopa gets the Giants. Not 100% clear that the Giants are terrible against tight ends, but it is clear that they're terrible. So there's the Giants. Let's get to the games. Carolina at Washington. Stat of the game. Last year, the Panthers allowed 3.8 yards per carry to running backs, and only four running backs all year scored double-digit fantasy points in non-PPR. That's how many have scored. That's how many have done it this year as well. Four running backs in four games against the Panthers. Four running backs in 17 games, including the playoffs last year against the Panthers. And running backs are averaging 1.1 more yards per carry. But Thomas Davis is back.
Play the song.
Oh, well, I need time to set it up. Heath, did you know that Carolina is allowing 1.1 more yards per carry to running backs this year than they did last year? But this week, we're going to say to Thomas Davis, welcome back.
That was absolutely beautiful. I added Thomas Davis in a couple of IDP leagues.
Oh, good call. Yeah,
I expect that Carolina is going to be a much better defense with him in the mix. And Washington's offense is just destroyed right now by injury.
Well, what does this mean for Peterson and Thompson?
You're hoping Peterson scores a touchdown. You're hoping Thompson catches a bunch of passes.
I'd avoid Peterson if he can.
What if Thompson doesn't play?
I'd avoid Peterson if he can.
Just because he's so banged up?
I'd avoid Peterson if he can.
Can I say the one thing that gives me pause to this entire game? Because I'm ready to go full anti-Redskins this week and just load up on the Panthers. Washington's the favorite in the game. Vegas thinks they're going to win.
I think their defense is good. They had two bad plays against the Saints, but before that game, they'd been good, and they held Ingram and Kamara in check for the most part on a per-touch basis. I think this could be one of many, many low-scoring, ugly games this week.
Agreed.
couldn't that favor the running game, though, for Washington?
That would favor Peterson if – but he's beat up.
Seems
that way. I don't know if he can if I thought he was healthy, I would feel like this is one of those games where he could go 20 for 71, and if he scores a touchdown, he's good. I don't know if he's healthy enough to trust that.
So for Peterson, here's another fun stat. He has three games this year with 30 or more receiving yards. Three games out of four with 30 or more receiving yards for Peterson. He had three games of 30 or more receiving yards in his previous 54 games entering 2018. A complete non-factor in the passing game. Has not been the case this year. All right, so I think everybody's kind of avoiding Peterson, right? I mean, Jamie, would you avoid Peterson if you can?
I would avoid Peterson if you can.
Okay.
I have him in my top 24.
Yeah, Dave has him 18th in non-PPR. Dave has him 18th in PPR.
I'm right around 26 with him, I think.
He's probably too high in PPR, but I'm not quite avoiding Peterson if I can.
What about Thompson, guys? Any interest in starting Chris Thompson?
PPR?
Yeah, in PPR.
Yeah. Chris Thompson or Jordan Howard? PPR.
Howard.
And PPR, I'll go Thompson.
Yes, in PPR, Thompson.
Yeah. I think it's easy to get away from him in non-PPR. Chris Thompson or Royce Freeman in PPR?
Thompson easily.
Thompson.
All right. All right, let's stick with the Redskins here. You have Alex Smith. Highest is Heath has him 18th. Carolina does allow the sixth most passing yards per attempt in the NFL. Smith just doesn't really warrant a start based on what he's done. And is there anyone in the passing game that you're starting, including Jordan Reed?
Reed.
Yeah, I'm mostly just starting Jordan Reed.
But it's like by default.
Right.
It can't be because of, wow, he's, you know, been playing well the past X amount of weeks, or look at all these targets he's getting. Or,
well, he's going to get a lot of targets this week because nobody's healthy.
Maybe.
Yeah, they had a similar situation last
week.
Right,
exactly. It didn't happen. But we have seen the Panthers play well against tight, or play poorly against tight ends this year.
Do you go with Reed or let's say Ebron plays? Reed or Ebron?
Ebron.
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 Okay. Let's go to the Panthers then. Starter sit Cam Newton.
Start. He's 13th for me, but it's not a great start, but start.
Yeah, I've got him, I think, 11th.
Yep.
I'd start Dalton over him. I'd start Jameis over him. But for the most part, I'm starting Cam.
All right. Christian McCaffrey, top five running back in both formats. It looks like a tough matchup. I mean, this team's been pretty good against running backs. No running back has more than 61 rushing yards against the Redskins. They've done well against pass-catching running backs. I mean, the Saints guys just combined for five catches for 35 yards, but who's sitting Christian McCaffrey? How about Devin Funchess? One game with Olsen this year, three catches for 41 yards. Washington has allowed 70 or more yards to six wide receivers in four games. That's usually 70 or more yards. That's usually right where Funchess falls. Will he get there this week? Is Devin Funchess a start?
No.
He's a number three wide receiver.
Okay. And Greg Olsen, start or sit?
Sit if you can.
I'd like to wait a week.
Yeah.
All right. This game definitely not going to get the bonanza music. We'll compare Olsen to others. Funchess to others throughout the show, but I'm assuming Jordan Reed over Olsen.
Yes.
I picked up Carolina DST last week and didn't really find anything I loved on waivers, so I just stuck with them. They're 70% owned. They're 10th or 11th for our three guys. You can start the Carolina DST. Arizona is at Minnesota. Stat of the game, four running back. Both of these teams really struggle against pass-catching running backs. For Minnesota, four running backs have 44 or more receiving yards. Two running backs have caught a touchdown. For Arizona, 63 or more yards to three running backs, and two running backs have caught a touchdown. Does that mean anything for you as you evaluate Dalvin Cook and David Johnson?
I mean, you're going to start David Johnson no matter what. It's a difficult matchup, but if they give him more work in the passing game, like they kind of have been.
I will just
can't help but like him. Can't help but like his opportunities. You just don't have to love it.
I would like to hit the rewind button and go back to 1 week ago today when I believe we gave the statistic that the San Francisco 49ers are allowing the second most pass receptions to running backs. And we were praying that Mike McGoy would throw the ball to David Johnson more. He got three targets last week.
Yeah, he's never had more than like five, I want to say.
He had nine in week one. He hasn't had more than four in a game since then. They should throw the ball a bunch more to David Johnson. I don't have any reason to believe they will.
Josh Rosen's looking much more down the field
yep.
than Sam Bradford even did.
So it's not a shoo-in that he's getting more catches.
Well, is David?
I mean, you're starting David Johnson. He's a terrible daily play.
Is he a must start? I mean, would you start Yeldon over him? Would you start Coleman over him if Freeman's out? Bilal Powell, guys that you may have picked up off waivers.
Yeldon for sure.
Coleman,
that's
no.
Okay.
But like in PPR, I would start Yeldon and James White over him.
Agreed. I'd start Michelle over him.
Yeah.
Yep.
In both formats?
In both formats.
I'd start Michelle over him
in non-PPR.
Right.
I mean, if we only expect three catches from David Johnson, is that a big enough deal to put...
No, three targets. It's not three catches.
He does. He averages three catches for 24 yards. But yeah, you're right. He might not even get that. He might not even get that. So Dalvin Cook, start or sit?
He's a number two running back.
You've got to put him in your top 24. You've got to recognize the matchup is really, really good.
What if they say he's on a pitch count again?
I'm sure he will be.
I think he will be no matter what, and that does freak me out. But I'm hoping he's part of the plan while the game isn't a blowout. For the first 40 minutes of the game, he can hopefully find the end zone, get you 60 yards.
That's why for me, I'd take Coleman and Powell over him if Crowell and Freeman are out, just because those guys are going to get a significant workload. You can't count on Dalvin Cook getting that same number of touches.
Yeah, I haven't ranked Cook yet, but he's probably going to be in a similar range as Adrian Peterson for me.
I'd like Murray if Cook wasn't going to play. The matchup's fantastic, but they're both going to get touches. Who knows at what point they're going to pull Cook? It's not a slam dunk. And again, terrible daily play.
And the Vikings have shown to be a little bit more of a passing, not even a little bit, a lot more.
They haven't given a running back more than 14 carries this season.
Dalvin had 16 in week one.
They haven't given a running back more than 16 carries this season.
I think they've only had one week where they've given all their running backs more than 16 carries.
But this is where the rubber meets the road, because the Cardinals see 5.6 more rush attempts per game than any other team. That's staggering. I keep waiting for that number to normalize, but
That's why I like Murray this week.
You'd think that number would normalize once Josh Rosen came in and they were a little bit more competitive, but it hasn't happened. Last week, 32 rush attempts for the Niners running backs. Week before, Seattle, 30 rush attempts.
Yeah.
They've given up at least one touchdown every week to a running back. 4.2 yards per carry.
The Vikings are the only team with no rushing touchdowns.
10.6 yards per catch to running backs for Arizona.
Jamie says he likes Murray. He's 28th for
I like Murray if Cook does not play.
Oh, yeah. And I think if you're like in a 14-team league and you're completely desperate, maybe Murray gets 10 carries or something like that. And you just hope
I think he will.
Good. Yeah. Just hope for that. But we're certainly not calling Murray a start if Cook plays. Do you have Cook ranked right now?
No.
Okay. So
we will today.
I'm looking
at somewhere around 20.
And so Murray's gonna drop in your rankings that I'm looking at right now at 9:50 a.m. once you rank Cook, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. We got to talk about the passing games here, and mostly just the.
There's really nothing to talk about. Start the Vikings passing game, sit the Cardinals passing game.
Well, the rankings on Kirk Cousins are pretty interesting for you guys. Heath, you have him third.
Yes.
Jamie, you have him eighth. Dave, you have Cousins 14th.
Yeah. Not feeling it. I think Arizona's strength is in their pass defense.
They do allow the fifth fewest points to quarterbacks, 5 passing touchdowns in 5 games. They have faced Alex Smith, Jared Goff, Trubisky, Russell Wilson, and Beathard. And Smith scored 23 points, Goff 20 points, Beathard 23. Trubisky and Wilson were terrible.
There's only one volume passer in there, though.
And that was who?
Goff. I mean, there are two guys that went over 30 pass attempts, but...
So...
That was Beathard had 54 pass attempts. The other guys did not have more than 32.
So this is where 35. I'm struggling with this game, is how much passing will Kirk Cousins need to do or will be allowed to do?
He'll be 30 plus attempts.
I think if Dalvin plays... It hurts him. And if Dalvin doesn't play, it helps him.
See, I think it doesn't really matter. They're not going to be a 25 carry game for any of these guys.
Combined? Cook and Murray combined won't combine for 25 carries?
I would be surprised. It'd be the first one hit all year.
Right. I mean, the track record doesn't suggest it.
I hear you.
I think he's going to, I've got him at 40 pass attempts.
Yeah, I go under, but I mean, look, he was 30 of 37 last week, you know, so he can still
be 300 yards.
He can still be a 70% completion guy. And I mean, I don't think, because they don't move Peterson. You could avoid Peterson. Thielen's going to get his number.
That's true.
Well, that's what Steve Wilks
I'm going to look it up. It is. That does matter.
Rudolph is annoying. Do you just kind of have to start him?
Yes.
Who are some tight ends you would start over Rudolph that you may have been able to pick up at some point?
Ebron and Cook for sure.
Brate.
And Brate.
And I would start Uzama.
You would over Rudolph?
Yep.
I wouldn't do that.
But you can make a case for Hooper.
Hooper!
For the last 5 weeks, Peterson's traveled, played both sides, left and right.
But he's not following a guy.
Maybe he is, maybe he's not. What I'm looking at tells me that he's playing both outside perimeter corner positions. He's not sticking to one side.
Minnesota DST, 5th for Dave and Jamie, 12th for Heath. The Cardinals have been a much worse matchup for DST since Josh Rosen became the starting quarterback. He's a quarterback, Rosen, or a corner? I forget. He plays offense. He's not thrown an interception in 2 games and has only thrown 52 passes. So you can start the Vikings DST. Heath not quite as excited about them. I know Heath is excited about Robin Hood. Not the movie, not the book, the app. A great way for you to get started on investing. A great way to build a portfolio. Robinhood is an investing app. It lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. Robinhood strives to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. And it's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. And you don't just have to be a stock market newcomer. I mean, when I told Dave that Robinhood was a sponsor, Dave, you were pumped. You were fired up about this.
Absolutely. I've learned a lot about them over the past couple of years, and it's a pretty cool site.
Yes.
Pretty cool investment opportunity.
You can get a free stock, by the way. Robinhood is giving our listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Here's the URL, fftpodcast.robinhood.com. fftpodcast.robinhood.com. I know it's not the easiest one necessarily to remember, so if you forget, please feel free to tweet me at Adam Azer, A-I-Z-E-R. I've already had a couple people ask me about what's that URL. I will give it to you, fftpodcast.robinhood.com. Best part about Robinhood, no commission fees. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade. Robinhood does not charge commission fees. You can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. It's very easy to use, very easy to understand, and it helps you learn by doing. But no commission. That's great. So go to fftpodcast.robinhood.com. Okay, Tampa Bay is at Atlanta. Am I going to play the music?
Yes. Yes.
Heath did this to me last week, so I don't know if I want to double down. All right. Well, anyway, let's figure it out. Stat of the game. The Falcons have allowed 9 or more fantasy points in non-PPR. That's a good game to a wide receiver, to multiple wide receivers in 4 of 5 games. So let's talk about all of the wide receivers in this game. Who is your favorite, Julio or Evans?
Evans.
Julio.
Who is your second favorite?
Evans.
Julio.
Right. All right. So they're 1 and 2. This is the harder one. Who's your third favorite?
Ridley.
Ooh, Ridley me this.
This is the hard question.
By the way, you got Azer traded.
I did?
That was a big package you gave up for LeSean McCoy.
Hey, dude, I just lost Jay Ajayi in a 14-team league. I need to overpay for running backs.
But for McCoy?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to hope that he's traded.
What did you give up?
He gave up Calvin Ridley, Eric Ebron, and who was the third guy?
Jalen Richard.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Wow, Jalen Richard.
But I need a running back to start this week.
Jalen Richard's been a better fantasy running back than LeSean McCoy.
It's a lot for LeSean McCoy.
I don't think that.
But he basically gave up.
Why didn't you just
Ridley
start Jalen Richard this week?
Because you never know what you're going to get with Jalen Richard. And I have Jordan Reed.
And you know what you're going to get with LeSean. I think you're doing it because you expect LeSean to get traded.
I'm doing it because I expect LeSean McCoy to get 18 touches a game going forward. At least 15.
From your lips to the fantasy god's ears.
One time this season.
But last week.
Who's our fourth favorite receiver in this game?
Yeah, who is your fourth favorite receiver in this game?
Mine's Godwin.
Deshaun.
Then Sanu. Then Godwin.
I'd go Deshaun, Godwin, Sanu, but they're all close.
I've got Godwin, Sanu, Deshaun.
And Heath is low on Godwin in the 40s. Dave is low on Deshaun. If you look at like the consensus, they all could be starters. Godwin, let me just say that Godwin has the same amount of targets as DeSean Jackson this year and 231 fewer yards. That's crazy.
Yeah, they aren't the same kind of targets.
I know. It's just like that is kind of a fun stat. All right. So who are you not starting in this game?
Devontae Freeman.
Tevin Coleman.
Peyton Barber. I'm starting Tevin Coleman if Freeman's out.
100%.
Peyton Barber, I'm not going to start. Ronald Jones, I won't start.
I think Jones is sneaky, though.
Yeah, I want to roster him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Would not be surprised if he scores.
I'd be surprised if he had 60% of the playing time. I have no idea what to expect from... What do you do for a run game that can't run the ball no matter who you put back there?
Oh, sorry. I did not mean to hit the bonanza button, and you hit the heat. Yeah, my bad. I did not mean to do that.
I'm just proud of you for eventually shutting off the Welcome Back Cotter music.
What about the, I know, right? That's way too long. What about the Tampa Bay running backs? Any interest there?
No. You want to roster Ronald
Jones. We were talking
Jones.
About them while you were
my bad.
You getting ready to push this button.
Yeah,
I don't want to start Justin Hardy or Marvin Hall.
So wait, if Devontae Freeman plays, are you going to start any Falcons running back?
I won't start any running backs in the game.
I really don't want to start any running backs. That's insane.
The total for this game is like 57 points, and we're saying we're not going to start any running back in this game.
I can't trust Tevin Coleman the way he's played the last 3 weeks. He has not been great. He's averaging less than 3 yards per carry. He's had one game with 10 fantasy points in non-PPR. I guarantee he's going to split time with Ito Smith.
But he's going to get more work than Ito Smith if Freeman's out. And
maybe.
Not maybe, 100%.
I don't think it's even going to be 100%.
I think it's 100%.
You don't think he's getting more carries and more touches than Ito Smith?
I don't think there's a certainty of that. I don't think there's a certainty of that at all. The way that he's been playing, I'm telling you, it's a risk starting Tevin Coleman.
I don't want to start
Alan Cross. Just as risky as it would have been starting any one of the Eagles running backs last night.
Okay, now I should play the Heath Azad.
But Adam Humphries.
But
Humphries, if you're desperate in PPR, can get you 6 points.
How many of the... Okay, would you start Chris Godwin or Devin Funchess?
Godwin.
I'm going to go Funchess.
Yeah, he's just not feeling it with Godwin. Would you start Cameron Brate or Greg Olsen?
Brate.
Would you start Mohamed Sanu or Marshawn Lynch?
Lynch, non-PPR, Sanu, PPR.
Agreed.
I think I agree with that, yeah.
Mohamed Sanu or Carlos Hyde?
I just said.
Yeah.
You take Lynch's name out, you put Hyde's name in.
All right. Anything? Jameis Winston, we got to talk about him. Dave, you're the lowest on him. You have him 10th. Heath and Jamie.
Just a little bit
six.
Worried about him playing a flawless football game. Just a little worried about him. Worried about the turnovers. This is his first start of the season. I do have him as a top 10 quarterback. I think he'll be fine. I'm a little concerned about him repeating the feats that he's done in the past against Atlanta. I think he'll be good. I don't know if he'll be 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. Good.
This is about a perfect setup as you could find for any player at any week, at any moment. His track record against Atlanta is awesome. Atlanta stinks. His offense has produced great numbers. He is going to light up the Falcons.
Eli's track record against the Eagles was pretty good.
He's not Eli, thankfully.
Yeah,
he's
never
definitely not Eli, but he's not. I think if you want to go with narratives, I think the Falcons realize that their backs are against the wall. Matt Ryan's been hearing the cat calls. I think he comes out guns a-blazing.
Ryan's a better starter than Winston.
Yeah,
Winston's a better starter than most other quarterbacks this week.
Yeah, Ryan's a must-start. I mean, at home, he's just been unbelievable.
Lights out.
33, 49, and 34 points and 6 points per passing touchdown leagues at home. Tampa Bay allows the most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Every quarterback to face Tampa Bay has thrown for 334 or more yards. That's absolutely insane. And we can move on, I think, from this game. But just tell me if you're starting Austin Hooper this week.
Yep. Yeah. Going to try. He's a low end starter.
He's outside of my top 12.
I like him better than Jordan Reed. Can't trust. I hate buying into last week with Hooper because that's not the norm for him. I think he has 2 games in his entire life with more than 7 or more targets. But high scoring game, favorable matchup. I figure he will get 7 targets again. And I think that's more than Reed's had in even 2 games this season.
All righty. Hooper or Greg Olsen?
Hooper.
Yep.
Okay. But Brate over Hooper, right?
Yep.
Yes.
What do you think it's going to be?
It's the game we just got done talking about.
It is not. Not at all.
My evil plan has worked.
Patriots Chiefs Sunday night bonanza. Primetime bonanza. Enjoy it, everybody. Let's go to our next game. Seattle is at Oakland. Stat of the game. This game's in London. Feeding pigeons in Trafalgar. Is that, am I saying that right? Trafalgar Square? I don't even know. Is banned. You are not allowed to feed pigeons there, according to uk.urbanist.com.
That is not a stat. There's nothing that is a stat about
that.
That's
a fact. Yeah. Not a statistic.
I don't think you know what the difference is.
I think you should say that 0% of people should be able to feed pigeons in... What's that place called again, Adam?
Trafalgar Square?
No idea. That one.
Not a stat.
Has anybody been to London?
No.
I really would. I would love to go. My child has.
So has my child. It's interesting that our kids have gone there and ours isn't. Jamie, have your kids been to London without you?
Several times.
All right. The London games, they don't necessarily, they're not sloppy or low scoring. In 2016,
according to the Seattle Times, there is a 90% chance of rain though.
Speaking
of sloppy.
In 2016, in four games, a team scored 27 or more points four times. In five games last year, a team scored 33 or more points four times. All five games were blowouts, though. A team scored 8 or fewer points four times in five games last year. All right, so it could be sloppy. Russell Wilson, Derek Carr, what do we think?
Number two QBs.
I'd rather start Carr.
I'd rather start Wilson, but I think I have back-to-back.
I'm a Wilson guy, but both of them outside of my top 15.
I am a Wilson guy too. Damn you, Brian Schottenheimer.
I'm a Wilson Phillips
guy. For making me feel this way.
Did you just say you're a Wilson Phillips
guy? No, I didn't say that. What are you talking about, Dave?
That's what I thought I heard.
I said that. Chris Carson, Mike Davis. Who's a better start?
Carson.
All right. Yeah.
Got to buy into Carson.
Davis is 63% owned. He had 12 carries last week for 68 yards and a touchdown. So, again, if you really need a running back, Mike Davis, 63% owned. And Oakland allows the fourth most points to running backs, 5.1 yards per carry to running backs. Holy cow, there's your stat of the game.
Brian Schottenheimer is probably like dancing in Trafalgar Square, not feeding pigeons. He's so excited about what this matchup presents to his running backs and his ability to call 50 running plays.
It's amazing how cheap Chris Carson is on any daily.
Oh my gosh. It's unbelievable.
Is he the best running back in this game?
Yes.
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 Wow.
I will also say another stat of the game. The Oakland Raiders have given up the most passing plays over 40 yards as well. So it's not just their run defense. They've given up 6 plays already this year of more than 40 yards.
Do you know where they rank?
I can see Wilson having a very similar game to what he had last week.
I don't like the rain thing, though. I mean, that was Eli's problem last night. Too much rain, no red
Ellison.
Kind of
rained in Seattle, so he's used to it.
It didn't really bother Carson Wentz, it didn't seem. Did it just stop raining whenever they had
Yeah, it did. And Red Ellison didn't play. We didn't talk about that. That was why Eli sucked. But, all right. So Carson is a top 12 running back. Would you start Carson or Coleman if Freeman's out?
Carson.
All right. Carson, start him. Lynch or, gosh. All right. No, wait. Hold on. You guys are high on Lynch. Revenge game. He's been good. But coming off a bad game, 9 carries for 31 yards without Osemele, is that a big deal? Are you worried about bust potential for Lynch?
No.
I'm not particularly high on Lynch. It's just there's a drop-off after you get past about 18 running backs this week, and he has to be in the top 20.
I admire that you say there's a drop-off after 18. I think there's a drop-off after about 13 or 14 running
backs. There's multiple drop-offs. There's levels.
I know, but like for me, like right now as I'm looking at my rankings, I've got Lynch ahead of Yeldon. I'm probably going to flip that now that the offensive line's looking better for Jacksonville. So after the two Patriots guys and Chris Carson, Yeldon, Marshawn, who's next best?
I'd rather start Hyde than Lynch. I'd rather start Alf than Lynch. I'd rather start Howard than Lynch. Probably.
I could see Aaron Jones being better than Lynch.
I wish Aaron Jones would be better than Lynch, but I don't know if I can count on him getting the work that Lynch could get in this game. This could be the sloppy, muck it up, let's run it on both sides of the football game of the week.
All right, rank these three. Chris Carson, Marshawn Lynch, and Robert Woods.
Non-PPR, it's going to be Carson, Lynch, Woods. PPR, it's going to be Carson, Woods, Lynch.
I'll take Woods first in PPR, but it's close.
Yeah, Woods first in PPR and second in non-PPR. Carson, Woods, Lynch. Woods, Carson, Lynch.
Would you start like Kiki QT over Marshawn Lynch?
No.
Will Fuller over Marshawn Lynch?
I would not.
No.
All right. Who's the best wide receiver in this Seattle-Oakland game?
Cooper.
Cooper.
Lockett. I'll say Jordy with Lockett second.
Heath, you said Lockett?
Yep.
Lockett up?
The Raiders will not lock him up.
What? Anybody starting Baldwin? Jamie had him as a five on the start-o-meter.
I'd start him over Funchess.
Okay.
I will start him over DJ Moore, Larry Fitzgerald, Albert Wilson.
Is anybody excited about a wide receiver in this game? Must start wide receiver?
As much as I like Cooper, no.
I think, Lockett.
They're all outside of my top 25.
Heath, where do you have Lockett?
About 20.
Okay. Would you start Geronimo Allison or Lockett?
Well, we don't have Geronimo Allison ranked right now, but if
say he practices,
it becomes more clear that he's going to play, I will probably have Allison higher.
Okay. Jared Cook is top six in both formats. You can start him. Seattle has been pretty good against tight ends. They haven't faced very good ones. They faced Trey Burton, gave up four catches for 20 yards and a touchdown. And the Seahawks DST, 9th for Jamie, 11th for Dave, 15th for Heath, Seahawks DST. Two games left, Jacksonville at Dallas. Stat of the game, in the last seven games without Sean Lee, a running back has scored double-digit fantasy points in non-PPR in five of those seven games. Not quite the eye-popping stat that I was hoping for.
Well, there have been eight guys that have got either 80 total yards or a touchdown.
All right. In how long? Last seven games?
Seven games.
Oh, all right. That's a better stat. Thank you. Stat of the game, courtesy of Jamie. So, how much do you like Yeldon this week?
Top five running back.
Woo!
Top five. Aggressive.
I don't see why not, though.
Top 13.
I think I've got him sixth.
All right. Must start guy. Bortles, start or sit?
Sit.
Try to sit him.
Yeah, I don't really want to start him, but I would rather start him than the quarterbacks we just talked about.
Carr and Wilson? All right.
I would.
So Heath's on that. Any wide receiver?
That offensive line for pass blocking is going to be terrible.
Any wide receiver for Jacksonville?
No.
No wide receivers in this game.
Yeah. Start Zeke. Jeff Swaim, any interest?
Streamer.
Don't love the matchup for him, but he's a low-end streamer.
Swaim or Seals Jones?
Swaim.
Swaim.
With all the tight ends we've talked about that are on the waiver wire readily available,
I don't think
you have to make this this decision.
Well,
Uzama's out there.
Some people play in deep leagues.
Two tight end leagues?
They exist.
Niles Paul, I'd rather start.
Fishbowl.
Yeah.
I don't know that Uzoma over Swaim is so obvious.
I was just telling you, though, that that's what I would rather do. I was giving you another name.
Yeah, I mean,
so Uzoma has three targets in his last two games.
Swaim is probably going to get more targets, so there's more likelihood of him getting more catches.
Yeah. All right. And plus, Dave has Swaim one spot ahead, Heath, so take that.
I apologize for giving you my opinion. I won't do that anymore unless you ask for it.
Take that for data.
I'm going to move Swaim down.
Obviously start the... Hey, come on. Obviously start the Jaguars DST. Dallas DST is not terrible. 12th, 13th, 14th for Jamie, Dave, Heath. That was an easy game. Am I missing anything? Obviously, Ezekiel Elliott, look, it's a very tough matchup. The Jaguars allow 3.6 yards per carry to running backs. Take away Saquon Barkley's 68-yard touchdown run. They allow 3 yards per carry to running backs, but you cannot sit Ezekiel Elliott, although I was going to say bold prediction, Yeldon's better than Zeke. Anyone agree?
Yes.
No.
No.
Okay. San Francisco at Green Bay. Stat of the game. Aaron Rodgers in primetime. Last 7 primetime games, 26 or more points in 6 of 7 games, 29 or more points in 5 of 7 games in 6-point per passing touchdown leagues. Very good. I am now 1-1 on my primetime stats. Lost the Roethlisberger one, got the Breeze one. We'll start with the Packers. Why not? The Niners are boring. All right, Rodgers is a must-start guy. We talked about Aaron Jones. Is he a top 20 running back for you guys, Aaron Jones?
He's not top 30 for me.
Top 18.
I have Aaron Jones in my top 24. He is 20th on the button.
Okay, so it seems like there's some disagreement on Jones.
It's basically just me. It's all my fault. Otherwise, we could have a consensus.
Well, why don't you express why you don't have him as a top 20 running back?
It's all Mike McCarthy's fault. It's not my fault.
Brian
I would like to see Aaron Jones get a larger share of the workload. I think it's certainly possible that that happens in this game. I don't have any reason to believe that it will, though. And if the Packers run the ball 25 times in this game, I think you're probably looking at 10 carries for Aaron Jones based on what they've done the last couple of weeks.
All right, what are we
is
doing
this just
the...
a way of calling Mike McCarthy stupid?
No, I was just expressing that his decision-making is the reason that I don't have Aaron Jones projected very high.
What are we doing with the wide receivers? Obviously starting Adams, but Allison, Cobb, what do you think?
Allison would be in the number two range. Cobb, yeah. Avoid.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a bad pass defense, I think, although they've done pretty well the last 3 weeks against Kansas City, the Chargers, and the Cardinals, at least against wide receivers. They've done a much better job. Allison has 64 to 80 yards in all four games that he's played and two touchdowns, and he's 71% owned. I would say that Geronimo Allison's probably underowned.
Of course.
Yeah. Jimmy Graham, are you confident starting him? I know you kind of have to start it, but are you confident starting Jimmy Graham?
He's like Rudolph. You start him by default.
Yeah. Rodgers did talk about getting him more involved, so we hope that happens.
According to David Chow, the Pro Football Doc on Twitter, he's showing some evidence of Aaron Rodgers re-injuring his knee on a tackle in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we knew that. He said that. That's why he said he was sore after the game.
He's like documenting it play by play. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, yeah, no, but Rodgers said that, and that's why he's going to have to wear a bigger knee brace. And he fumbled twice last week. That never happens to Aaron Rodgers. That was the first time since insert year here, I don't know, 2012, something like that, that he fumbled twice. 2015, long time. Great stat, stat of the game. Alfred Morris, start or sit?
Start.
Start, but kind of by default.
How mm-hmm. does he compare to Marshawn Lynch?
I'd rather start Morris.
I'd rather start Lynch.
I'll go Lynch.
How does Alfred Morris compare to Aaron Jones?
I'd start Morris.
I'd start Jones.
I'll go Morris.
Got to be a little worried about the blowout, right?
Exactly.
Hey, who's going to play running back when they're getting blown out?
Who's going to carry the football? Nobody. Kyle Juszczyk, we talked about yesterday, I think, as like a deep PPR sleeper. And is there anyone in the passing game you're starting for the Niners? Oh, Kittle. Kittle or Graham?
Kittle.
Kittle.
Okay. All right. All right. Love you guys. Great show. Jamie and I got the mailbag for you.
What time? What time is that going to be?
I'll tell you what time,
gotta
Jamie.
Wow.
I have no idea what time, actually. I do need Jamie to tell me what time we're doing that.
You want to actually give him a time?
He'll text
no
me.
Out.
He's out. All right, for Dave, for Heath, for Jamie, I'm Adam. Talk to you on the mailbag and the Saturday Night Radio Show. See you later. Good luck, everybody.
Can't send you Eli Manning.
Duh.